All right, we'll get back to these calls here about Pete, a little Brian Daboll stuff as well. Hobbs is going to step in for Sal. Now, listen, these are big shoes because Sal's questions are usually good. Like, I think Sal's questions, I enjoy this segment a lot. Sal usually brings some good stuff. Sal is on vacation, which means Hoff had to set up the list himself, and let's see how he does.
All right, well, listen, first one up, speaking of the devil, Sal Licata, what do you miss most about Sal?
What do I miss most about Sal? Honestly, I miss a lot. Like, you guys know I love working with Sal. What do I miss the most about Sal? I would say, well, first I'll give you an answer that you probably don't expect. I miss the conversations off the air. Like, the things we talk about, you're in for some of it. And you should hear the conversations during the break, my God.
The unfiltered's pretty good.
Oh, God almighty, it's amazing. So that's always fun, and we just bounce around all aspects of life. I would say he makes me laugh. Like, the guy, he's out of his mind. He's insane. He's crazy. He's a nutball. And I think that unpredictability, you've seen me spit my water out twice, like, legitimately just laugh. So I'd say laughing a little bit.
All right.
Go on.
Number two, I'm stealing this from the morning show because I heard Jerry and Joe talk about this.
I mean, come on. No original content?
Oh, no, this is good, though. Oh. This is a good one.
Is this a music thing?
It is.
Okay, that's all they talked about was music.
Right, exactly.
You talk about little sports guys.
Well, no, not Joe. Well, no, Joe talked about listen, he's talked about dying before his sports teams win.
Wait, so. the morbidity? Yes. I got you.
So this is a little bit morbid, too.
All right.
What's the one album you'd want to listen to on your deathbed?
Oh, Jesus. On my deathbed.
Well, because they were asking, the whole thing was a thing about Ringo Starr. No, not Ringo Starr. George Harrison, they asked that.
Yeah. What did he say, by the way? What was George's answer?
I don't remember George's answer. Joe's answer was the Beach Boys, a specific Beach Boy album.
Really? I thought he may have said Led Zepp. I know he loves the Beach Boys, too. Oh, boy. On my deathbed, I mean, I guess I'll indulge the morbid nature of the question. Am I really old or am I younger and sick, God forbid? Because there's a difference.
I think that's what it was. It was more like, it was like chemo type of thing. Not chemo, excuse me, hospice. Because George Harrison, I think, was on hospice.
Hospice meaning I'm 85?
Well, I mean, you take whatever you want.
Well, hopefully I'll take the 85.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, I'll take 90 while we're making deals here. I would say Billy Joel's greatest hits. I'd say Billy Joel's greatest hits.
That's almost a cop out.
What do you mean it's a cop out?
The greatest hits.
It's an album.
No, you need
volume one and two. I mean, that's literally an album. Wait, can you buy the album? Can you buy the CD with all the different songs, like Goodnight Saigon, Piano Man? Can you?
You can, well, but that's a cop out, though.
All right. So if you don't like that, so he doesn't like my answer. That's one thing Sal never does. He never says, I don't like the answer. He rolls with it.
No, okay, gotcha.
Let me see. Be a little more specific. As I'm thinking, do you have one?
I do, and it's a weird one.
Okay.
Fiona Apple Tidal. I don't know you why. Are, it's just very, very relaxing.
That is weird, man.
It's very relaxing, though.
Listen, and just the reason I say Billy, I like songs that make me think. And to me, Billy Joel, I don't know that there's not an artist, and to the chagrin of my producer, my answer, there's not an album that kind of floods me with snapshots of so many different times in my life than that. So you know what? Screw you. I'm not giving another one. That's it. That's my answer.
All right, hey,
let me die with Billy, will you?
Jeez. No, listen, Billy's great, but I'm just saying this. There's got to be one album. And listen, maybe think about later on. You should come up with it for like a call of the day.
Yeah.
Think about this. The one album that start to finish you when you were a kid that you just listened to over and over and over, whatever the case is.
Honestly, when I was a kid, it was probably Michael Jackson.
Well, maybe we'll take the Billy Joel hits.
Yeah. I mean, Michael's amazing, but I'm gonna go with stick with my man B over here.
All right, and final question. Who's the one person you want to meet most at the Fanatics Fest?
Okay, so as I go through this, won't you drop some of the names? I know we're working on some of these guests.
I don't have the names in front of me, so.
Good job, buddy.
But I thought you had the list in front of you.
Well, I mean, I've got the read that gives me three names. Jeter, Manning, and Tom Brady.
Well, no, I know you and Hurley would be talking about this forever.
Yeah, not really.
Oh, my God.
let's see here. We were supposed to talk about it the other day, and he's like, hey, guys, come down to the office, you know, after the show, and I want to talk about the list of, you know, guests, because we're trying to book some of these big names. So I walk down to the office, and Hurley's not there. I'm like, oh, I waited 30 seconds. It's Friday. I got to go. Let me see. Peyton, yeah. I've interviewed Eli a bunch. Eli's going to be there. Meet or interview? Let me be clear. Meet or interview?
Meet.
Any wrestlers going to be there? I think there are going to be a bunch of wrestlers there.
Like Hogan's going to be.
Oh, look at this guy. See, look at him. I mean, this is why he's the PD and you're not. Look at this guy. Hurley, you're the best, dude.
Work before the show might help.
Yeah, well, wait. Open up the mic. This is not my fault. This is his fault. Yeah. Chastise him on the air. Open up the boss's mic, please.
A little work before the show might not hurt.
Yeah, that's to you, not me.
To me?
Yes.
You're on the air.
This guy, Hurley. I mean, Hurley, what do we do with this guy? You got to tighten it up over here, Ryan. That's the boss. All right, he has given me the list because he is the PD. He is the boss. Let's see. Oh, he's even got it broken out by names. Look at this guy. So... Oh, Carmelo's going to be there. Let's see. Cal Ripken. Jeter. Dominique. Dante DiVincenzo. Daryl. I've interviewed Kareem, so I have met Kareem. Oh, Mike Tyson. That'll be pretty wild. Imagine popping a gummy with Mike Tyson. I think I'd be scared straight. I don't think I'd be able to hang with that. Doc Gooden. Hulk Hogan's going to be there. That's right. All right. Oh, Stephen A. It's my boy. Let's see. Jeff McNeil. Maybe Sal can yell at him. Lil Wayne in the house. Gronk. I mean, this is how do I narrow this down? Roger Goodell. I could berate him. Pedro. LT. Michael Strahan. You know, I was playing golf yesterday. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to. So I was at my club. I won't say the name of the club. I was at my club. Right, and it's not a stuffy club. I'm not that. It's a beautiful course, but it's a cool place, and it's affordable. It's not like one of the, I'm not trying to sound like that guy on the air. And I get there, and at the bag drop, I was just going to hit balls, and they're like, oh, Strahan's playing. I'm like, all right, cool, you know. And I heard, like, a couple of people went up to Strahan, like, hey, Mike, can I get a picture? He's like, no, I'm playing golf. How weak is that? I probably shouldn't have said that, but whatever.
By the way, could I just throw you out some other names that are going to be
sure.
there, too?
KD. Oh, my little feud with Kevin Durant from back in the day.
Some guys that are going to be on the center stage as host.
Ooh.
Like guys like Adam Schefter, Rich Eisen, Tom Arnold, Chris Rose, Sal Licata.
Oh, Terry Sal. I mean, so that's the C-list right there. Sal is on it. That's right. He's doing his Baseball Night New York show out there. Yes. Baseball Night New York. That's awesome. I like that show. I actually do watch that. I think he's good on it, and I think the panel's good. Let me see. Who else? I don't see many wrestlers beside Hulk. Man, I love to hang out with Hulk. Ozzie Smith. Oh, Pate Sporanic. Ooh, Pate Sporanic is going to be there. Paul Heyman's going to be there. Spike Lee. I've interviewed him. It is a good list here. So my answer, after much pondering, would be... I'm going to go with Hulk. I mean, I just think I would just... What are you making the face for? Say Hulk.
No, that's good. No, I respect it.
Okay, you're making a face at me.
I'm on the phone multitasking.
I gotcha. There you go. That is the Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center. It's be a lot of fun. All right. Hurley didn't look happy when he came in here. Oh, boy. 888-808-1019. Not at me. We're good. BT and Sal on the fan. 1019 is the number, as I said, as I started to say. Let's get back to the calls. Gary in Bedminster, New Jersey. Gary, what's going on, Gary? Gary. All right. Gary is not ready to go. How about John on Staten Island? What's going on, John?
Hey, BT. How you doing?
Good, John.
Good. A couple of things on Pete. Number one, I think the comments yesterday were a little tone deaf, but I think it's coming from a place of being defensive. The guy's not stupid. He knows he's not having a good year. He's wearing it. It's in his head now with the runners in scoring position. He's lunging at everything. The whole year I kept saying to myself, all right, he's going to get on one of the heaters. And there's only 6 or 7 weeks left in the regular season. For the first time, I think it just might not happen. He might just finish the year out the way he's been playing. You know, he seems to get his hits every couple of days. He'll hit his home runs, but first and third, one out, he's just grabbing that bat too tightly, I think, at this point. But one other thing, it was interesting. About a month ago, you had David Wright on the phone.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sal, you had a great, great interview. And one of the things that struck me is when he stayed, he decided to stay. He could have hit free agency and probably made more money on the open market, but he wanted to stay. It was the right thing for him.
Yep.
Look what happens to him right after. A year or two later, he gets a spinal stenosis. The rest of his career, he limps to the end.
Mm-hmm.
But the fans never held it against him.
Yeah.
Why? Because he resigned. They knew what type of player he was. He's beloved. Eventually, he's going to have his number. It, much like Mattingly, although Mattingly was better at his peak, the fans loved him. It didn't matter how the career ended.
I loved him.
Pete should look. Pete should look and say to him. Now, if the offer, like the DeGrom offer, was so far ahead of anything the Mets were going to, then you go.
Yeah.
But if
the
offers are close, if Pete stays, okay, and they win a championship somewhere in the next 5 years, and say he ends up being a guy that hits 220, 230, but still averages 30 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be beloved. He's going to hold every record, every offensive record probably the team has, with the exception of maybe hits.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have his number up in that rafters. I don't know what's important to the guy because he's
still
only 31.
John, I don't either. I wish I did. You know, that's where the conjecture comes in. And thanks for the call there, buddy. Good points, yeah. I mean, listen, Dave, let's not get this twisted. David Wright's the best Mets position player in history. That's it. He's the best. I mean, I find it, and again, this is not, let's knock Pete, but let's not lose context of Mets history. It's David Wright. Like, even if David Wright went 0 for 4, David Wright could still beat you because he was an athlete. He could run. He could pick it. David Wright was a monster for a couple of years. I don't understand, like, you know, unless you're just younger, and, you know, I get that, then that's your perspective. Like, if you didn't truly see David Wright and you only saw really Pete, okay, that's one thing. But if you've seen them all, like, if you're going back to 62 and, you know, the first few great players on that, you know, obviously, you know, a couple of years after that, and then, I mean, I guess even if you want to throw Ron Hunt in there, the first All-Star in Met ever. But, you know, you go through the lineage of Met greats. It's I don't even think it's Darryl. I think it's David Wright. I've always said that. 888-808-1019. BT and Sound on the Fan coming up. Heat with the top story. Get back to the calls as well on this busy Tuesday on the Fan.